Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to this wonderful, beautiful program of Madani Channel. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful program of Madani Channel, we are listening to stories. In every episode, we are trying to learn something. We are trying to implement them in our lives. And obviously, it is interesting. There are stories from the Holy Quran. Real events, accounts of the previous nations mentioned to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our education, for our reformation, for our guidance. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's listen to the entire event and the story which we are going to listen today with utmost attention and with good intentions, obviously, that inshallah Azza wa Jal we will try to learn, and whatever we learn we will try to convey to others as well, and inshallah implement them in our lives as well, inshallah. So if you're busy doing something, so for a few minutes please try to come in front of your screen, inshallah ta'ala, gather the children around and let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So what are we going to listen to today? A very beautiful story again, and why not? It's a story from the Holy Quran, so obviously it will be beautiful. But a wonderful event. And actually an event which makes us wonder about the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How powerful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah ta'ala is the greatest, the most supreme. Everything is under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this story is about the people of the cave. The people of the cave were noble people of the city of Ephesus and were the respected courtiers of the king. But these people were true believers and were against idol worshipping. In order to safeguard their faith after facing oppressive conduct of the king whose name was Dakyanus, they ran away from his kingdom. They took refuge in a cave in a nearby mountain and went to sleep. They remained asleep for a period of more than 300 years. Yes, 300 years, not 3 days or 3 months. 300 years they kept asleep. When Dakyanus searched for them and came to know about their presence in the cave, he became extremely furious. He ordered to barricade the cave with a stone wall so that the captives may die there and the cave may become a grave for them. From a shelter to a grave. That was the plan of Dakyanus. However, the person who was assigned to execute the task given by Dakyanus was a very pious and faithful person. He engraved the names of the companions of the cave, their number, and their whole incident on a slate, and after placing it in a copper box, he buried it in the foundation of the wall that he had erected. Likewise, he preserved a similar slate to this one in the royal treasury as well. After a few days, the king Dakyanus died and the kingdoms kept changing until a very kind-hearted person had become the king. His name was Badrus. He ruled the country for 68 years gloriously. During his kingdom, during his rule, religious deviations broke out and some people refuted the belief in resurrection after death and the day of judgment. The king became grief-stricken. He became sad. As such, he confined himself in a home and implored earnestly in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal with tearful eyes. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, reveal such a sign that people start believing in the resurrection after death and in the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, look at the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens, where, ends where, how the results come about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. This invocation of the king was accepted. A shepherd selected the same cave as a shelter for his goats, breaking the wall down. As soon as the wall fell down, the people who broke the wall were struck with extreme horror and they ran away. The companions in the cave woke up from their sleep by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exchanged greetings, salam, and engaged in talking to each other. They then also offered their salah. When they felt hungry, they said to one of their companions, Yamlika, whose name was, go to the bazaar, go to the market and bring some food. Also, find out secretly what the Qiyanus intends to do with us. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, they still think that it is the time of the Qiyanus. They go fetch food for us and also find out that what has the Qiyanus intended for us. So Yamlika went to the market. He was astonished to see that Islam has spread everywhere and people were openly reciting the Kalima, the article of faith of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Seeing all this, Yamlika was amazed and exclaimed out of astonishment, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, what is happening here in this city? How come everything has changed? It was a crime to even utter the name of Islam. How come this complete change has taken place? Afterwards, he went to a bakery to purchase food and gave a coin of the time of Dakyanus. This coin was no longer in use and there was no one alive who could recognize that coin either. Obviously, 3 centuries have passed. The shopkeeper became suspicious, thinking that perhaps the possessor of that coin has discovered some old treasure. Therefore, the shopkeeper handed him over to the authorities. They interrogated him about the treasure and said, tell us, where is the treasure? What khazana, what treasure have you found? Where is it? Tell us, please. Yamlika said, there was no treasure. This is our money. There is no treasure which we have found. This is our money which we own. The authorities said, how can we believe that this belongs to you? This coin is 300 years old and centuries have passed since this coin was in use. This coin is no longer used and you are still young. So how come you still have it? How come you still own it? So tell us clearly. So this scenario, this situation can be sorted out. Hearing this, Yamlika said, you tell me, how is the king the Qiyanus? The authorities said, today there is no king with this name on the face of the earth. Yes, hundreds of years ago there was an evil-hearted and unjust king with this name who was an idol worshipper. Yamlika said, it is a matter of just a day before that we fled due to his fear to safeguard our faith in our lives. My companions are in the nearby cave. You people, come with me. I will make you meet them. Therefore, the authorities and seniors of the city reached near the cave in large numbers. The companions in the cave were waiting for Yamlika, that he will come with some news, he will come with some food. Seeing the delay in his return, they presumed that Yamlika might have been arrested by the Qiyanus, because they still think that it has been just a day or two. They still think that it is still the rule of the Qiyanus, while Allahu Akbar, they had slept for 300 years. 3 centuries have passed. When they heard noise of people coming at the entrance of the cave, they thought that perhaps the army of the king, the Qiyanus, has arrived to arrest them. Therefore, these people engaged themselves in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and in repentance sincerely. The authorities discovered the copper box when they reached the cave. They took the slate out and read the contents of it. Remember, the same slate, the same detail which was buried with the foundation when the command to build a wall was given by Dakyanus, meaning to convert the shelter, the cave wherein the people of the cave were taking shelter, to transform that into the grave of those very people. A person was sent, but subhanAllah, that person turned out to be a faithful man, a God-fearing and Allah-fearing man. And he wrote a whole account, a whole event of what happened and how these people struggled and what were the stories and what were the difficulties which they had encountered. All those things were written and buried with the foundation. And now people, after 300 years, they found that and they read that. So the author had also written that, I have mentioned these facts with the intention that whenever the cave will be opened, people may become aware of what the people of the cave suffered. The authorities were stunned to read the account written on that slate. These people informed the king Baidrus about the event. Immediately, the king rushed to the cave along with his courtiers and the distinguished people of the city. The companions of the cave came out of the cave, embraced the king and revealed their entire story. King Baidrus fell into prostration, into sajda, and thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his invocation, his dua was accepted. Allah azza wa jal has revealed such a sign that has strengthened everybody's belief about the resurrection after death. The companions of the cave prayed that may Allah azza wa jal protect the king and his kingdom. Subhanallah azza wa jal. They further said, now we leave you under the protection of Allah azza wa jal. The companions of the cave said greetings, assalamu alaikum, and went back inside the cave and went asleep. Allah azza wa jal made them die in the same state. King Baidrus made timber coffins and placed the sacred bodies of the companions of the cave inside them. Allah Azza wa Jal infused such a dignity in the hearts of the people about the companions of the cave that no one had the courage of going near the cave's entrance. This is how Allah Azza wa Jal preserved the dead bodies of the companions of the cave. After this, the king Baidrus constructed a mosque at the entrance of the cave, fixed an annual celebration day, and asked people to visit it on that day like the day of Eid. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the day of rejoicing. Every year a day was fixed. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now what was the number? How many of them were there? So when there arose the conflict of opinion amongst people regarding the number of companions in the cave, the following ayah was revealed. It is mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 22. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِعِدَّتِهِمْ مَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Say you, O beloved, my Lord knows well their number. No one except a few knows them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It has been narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. I am amongst those few people who know the number of the companions in the cave. Adding that the number of companions is 7 and the 8th was their dog. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the account of the companions in the cave in the Holy Quran in such beautiful words in Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 9 to verse number 13. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. Translation from Kunzul Iman. Did you know that the people of the cave and the people on the edge of the forest were a wonderful sign of ours? When those young men took refuge in the cave, then they said, O our Lord, bestow upon us mercy from yourself. and provide guidance for us in our matter. We therefore put a cover of deep sleep upon their ears for a number of years in the cave. We then awaken them to see which of the two groups who were in dispute about them are more accurate in stating the period of their stay. We shall narrate their situation to you accurately. They were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased guidance for them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. In the next ayahs of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the full account of the companions in the cave, which we have Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal already discussed. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What a beautiful narration. What a mesmerizing event of the Holy Quran. Now there is a difference of opinion about the names of Ashabi Kahf. Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem has reported that the names of Ashabi Kahf are, Allahu Akbar, do you want to know? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will read out the names of the people of the cave. Try to memorize them, inshallah. They are a bit difficult, but try to memorize them. The names of the people of Kahf are Yamlikha, Makhshlina, Mashlina, Marnoosh, Dabarnoosh, Shaznoosh, and the seventh was a shepherd who joined them. Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem did not mention about him. Qitmir was the name of their dog. Qitmir was the name of a dog who was with them, while their city was called Ephesus, and the name of that oppressing king was Daqiyanus. It has been mentioned in Tafsir al-Sawi that the names of Ashabi Kahf are Maksamlina, Yamlikha, Tunas, Nainavas, Saryunas, Zonawanas, and Falastutyunas. The latter was a shepherd who joined them on the way, and the name of their dog was Qitmir. Now, some prominent features of the names of Ashabi Kahf. When I said, let's try to memorize them, inshallah. Why is that? Yes, they are difficult. It will take time to get them on the tongue. But what are the benefits? What are the excellences and benefits? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that itaweez, an amulet, and this is mentioned in Tafsir al-Sawi as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. That if a taweez is made with the names of Ashabi Kahf is beneficial for 9 things. Number 1, to call back someone who has fled away and to escape from enemies to save oneself. Subhanallah, what a benefit. To extinguish fire, write it on a piece of cloth and place it in the fire. The fire will go away, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. For the children who cry, or for the fever that comes after every third day, fasten it over the right arm for a headache. Subhanallah, the fourth benefit, fasten it over the right arm, the right hand, for relief from headache. String it around the neck of the patient of Umm Sibyan to have a safe land or sea journey. Subhanallah, whenever we are traveling, try to read or try to have a taweez of these names of the Ashabi Kahf for the protection of wealth. Number 8, to have an increase in wisdom. And for number 9, for the salvation of sinners. Allahu Akbar, we are sinners. And obviously we need salvation. We need a way out. We need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So according to this beautiful narration of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, we should try that we wear a taweez with the names of the companions of the cave, the Ashabi Kahf, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Now let's also learn from the Holy Quran itself that how many days did Ashabi Kahf remain asleep for? Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Kahf, verse number 25, وَلَّبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and they stayed in their cave for 300 years. And 9 more. Subhanallah. The pagan said that we are aware about the Ashabi Kahf stay in the cave for 300 years, but we do not know about the 9 years period. The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, you people are counting on the basis of solar years, whereas the time mentioned in the Holy Quran is according to the lunar years, the Islamic calendar, the Hijri calendar. In every 100 solar years, there is an addition of 3 lunar years, meaning 100 years will give an addition of 3 lunar years. So 300 years according to the sun and 309 years according to the moon. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the Quran has given us a complete description of it. Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most wise. Now, what do we learn from this event of Ashabi Kahf? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the resurrection after death is a reality, and the event of Ashabi Kahf is a sign and evidence for this that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. A person who migrates from his native country for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of safeguarding his belief, his iman, Allah ta'ala provides such means for his safety from the unseen that is beyond imagination and comprehension. There are blessings and beneficial effects in the names of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, keeping the names of Ashabi Kahf, we have heard the riwayat, we have heard the narration of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, how beneficial it is, how virtuous it is, how excellent it is. So when we take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when we call upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, definitely the names of the pious people will give us barakat, will give us excellences into our lives, into our matters. Bayd Rus, who was a faithful and kind-hearted king, fixed a day for annual commemoration for people to come and visit the cave of Ashabi Kahf. From this, we also learn that the tradition of celebrating Urs, anniversary of the pious saints, dates back to those days. It is not something new. It is an old tradition, meaning to deny it is something new. But this tradition is from the beginning, subhanallah azza wa jal. The construction of the masajid, the construction of the masjid in the vicinity of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also not something new. It is from those days, subhanallah, we see that the people of Kahf, close to them, a masjid was built. People would come once a year to celebrate, but often also they would go to the masjid to commemorate them, to remember them. So we should also act upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beloveds did, what this pious king, a kind-hearted king did. Let us also, inshallah azza wa jal, follow according to the path of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and celebrate the days and the names of those who are the saints and friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's keep love for them, and inshallah azza wa jal, let's benefit like this in this world and in the hereafter. Keep watching. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. See you in the next episode, inshallah ta'ala, with another story from the Holy Quran. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Quran, 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 Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.